Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Hey, warmer days remind us of fond summer memories. Now you can make those moments year-round with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa by our friends at Master Spas, and that combines the leisure of a hot tub with the exercise benefits of a pool. Now, Master Spas technology is incredible with LED lighting, beautiful waterfalls, and those super powerful water jets installed in just one day. You're going to love it. Proudly made in America, use the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. That's masterspas.com for up to $1,000 off. You can exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand I trust, masterspas.com.
Stay right here for our final news roundup and information overload.
All right, news roundup, information overload. Our toll-free on number is 800-941-SEAN. If you want to be a part of the program, in a minute, we're going to welcome back to the program former NYPD Commissioner Ray Kelly. He did a great job when he was the police commissioner. I may shock some of you a little bit here. I've had this pretty contentious public battle that's been ongoing for years, although not on my side. I could care less about Alec Baldwin. But anyway, so Alec Baldwin's in a coffee shop, and you have one of these idiots with their cell phone shoving it in his face. And anyway, so Alec, can you please say free Palestine one time? Free Palestine, Alec, and just one time, and I'll leave you alone. I'll leave you alone. I swear. Just say it. A coffee shop employee tried to ask the protester to stop it with Baldwin as he was walking towards the door and asked her to leave. Why did you kill that lady? The person goes, now he's been accused of involuntary manslaughter. And that was in the fatal shooting death of the cinematographer on the set of Rust, the movie that he was involved in. All right. Anyway, long story short, Baldwin asked the employee to call the police, told the protester he's not going to say it. He said, can you do me a quick favor before smacking the protester's phone from her hand? Let me play it for you.
Alec, can you please say free Palestine one time? Why did you kill that lady? You killed that lady and got no jail time? No jail time, Alec. No jail time, Alec. You're putting innocent people in jail, Alec Baldwin.
I'm so sorry.
Free Palestine, Alec, just one time, and I'll leave you alone. I'll leave you alone, I swear. Just say free Palestine one time. One time. One time.
Call the police.
One time, Alec. You know he's a criminal. You know he's a criminal. Come on, Alec, just say free Palestine one time. One time, just one time, please, and I'll leave you alone. Free Palestine. F*** Israel, f*** Zionism. Please say it. One time.
And the phone goes down. Anyway, before we get into all the madness that's going on around the country with these radicals taking over college campuses and their pro-Hamas statements and their anti-Semitic statements, we bring in former NYPD Commissioner Ray Kelly. You know, I'm not exactly Alec Baldwin's biggest fan here, but, you know, at what point does somebody have a right not to be harassed that way? Great to have you back, Commissioner. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. Yeah, I mean, it was outrageous. I think I might have punched her in the face if it happened to me that many times. Just amazing. You know,
by the way, he may want to abandon New York the way I did after all this crap he's going through. I wouldn't blame him. Just don't come to Florida with his leftist views and ruin the state of Florida. But, you know, at some point, I mean, if you were police commissioner, would that be something that some officer would have to charge him with, or would that basically be fine?
Well, you mean if he struck her or something like that?
Well, no, all he did was he knocked the phone out of her hand.
Yeah, no, that's not a crime, certainly not a crime.
Why isn't harassing somebody like that a crime?
Right. No, I mean, you have to use common sense with these charges. It's just not a matter of going to the law book. No, that certainly would not be a charge if I had anything to do with it.
Let me get your thoughts on this. You see anti-Semitism on campuses surging. The lunatics have taken over. I mean, it's happening everywhere. We'll start on the West Coast in Berkeley, anti-Israeli agitators meeting, you know, we will take, you know, any necessary steps. You see what's happening in New York and places like NYU, what we witnessed last night. You see what's unfolding even still at Columbia University. You see it's happening at MIT. You see it's happening in Yale. You see it's happening at Harvard. And all around the country. By the way, Wall Street Journal had a piece. Columbia now moving their classes online. And you have this Jewish rabbi saying it's not safe. If you're Jewish, stay off campus. Now they have to finish their semester online. The New York Post had an article. A Jewish student at Columbia said one of the protesters snatched and burned his Israeli flag and struck him in the face with rocks during the unrest over the weekend. That's the second person that reported violent actions that were taken against them. And, you know, here you have the elite schools in the country turning into, you know, like Hamas University, anti-Semitism running rampant. Nearly half of Gen Z voters are sympathetic towards the terrorist group Hamas. That's pretty scary. And, you know, now this is now the reality. You were a police chief that was hardcore law and order that got the job done. How would you handle this?
Well, the ball is certainly in the court of the schools at this juncture. It is private property. You need a complainant if there's any crime that's going to be charged. So you have to have a cooperation from the institution. You know, about 100 people were arrested the other night, which, by the way, they're out in just a couple of hours. You know, nobody does a night in jail anymore, so... These people who are arrested are probably very much still on the...
No, the only one they want to put in jail in New York is Donald Trump.
It certainly looks that way. So, I mean, the police, if they see a crime taking place and they're off campus, they see it happen on campus, they can certainly respond. But to go in and enforce the regulations or rules of the school, you're going to have cooperation with the... You know, with the administration. And I, by the way, did a study of anti-Semitism 2 years ago. I interviewed many Columbia students, Jewish students at Columbia. This has been going on for a long time. There's an organization, Justice for Palestine, Students for Justice in Palestine. It's been in existence for almost 30 years. It has 200 chapters in the U.S. It's on all major college campuses. They're funded from the Middle East. There's no question about that. There are a couple of organizations that they try to shield it or filter it through. But it's been going on, and the administration has done nothing about it. This is not a new issue for any teacher or any administrator who's been at Columbia for any period of time. They're just not willing to take
it. So it's really the administration has to make the decision. That's in keeping with what Eric Adams, the mayor, had to say. Let me play this for you.
What we are seeing playing out on many of our college campuses, and particularly in Columbia University, is hate. We're seeing vile language being used, and at no time should we call for the destruction of anyone, should we call for violence towards anyone. That is not what protesting is about. Now we have to go within the law. in this country and in this city, comments like that on the surface are not illegal. But if you use it to harass someone or menace someone, we're going to take appropriate action to stop that from taking place. And we will go on private property for imminent threat. Even though it's a private property, if there's imminent threat or danger to someone, the NYPD will go on that private property.
Well, we now have numerous reports that have come out showing that, you know, Jewish students are being physically attacked at Columbia. That seems to justify the presence of the NYPD, right?
Certainly you need to talk to the administration on that. You just can't go on without having some agreement with the administration. We need somebody who is going to complain, who's going to sign papers. You know, what happens in a lot of these cases is that they get a desk appearance ticket, which maybe means that they're out in like 3 hours. And then when they're supposed to go to court 2 months later, the complainants don't show up. The school doesn't show up. You know, so it doesn't mean anything anymore, arresting 100 people for these kinds of violations. They just flaunt it.
Did you ever think, I mean, what years were you police commissioner? I don't remember the exact years. How many years were you police commissioner?
14.
Okay. You've been there and you were a big part of turning New York City around, and Giuliani became mayor and stop and frisk was instituted. The murder rate in New York City went down dramatically from nearly, 2,500 a year. At one point, it got as low as 300 a year. You were a big part of making that happen. And so you look back on these years, and now to me, it seems like the inmates are running the asylum. These presidents of these college universities seem more sympathetic to the rights of the students that are doing the harassing and the protesting than they do to the victims. It seems at this point, that the cops' hands are tied. Then you add to that no bail, defund, dismantle, reimagine the police, no bail laws. I can't tell you how many guys that I know grew up that wanted to be cops and they want no part of it anymore. I know people that are cops, and if they see trouble, if they make a left, they're going to go right, and they're not going to go near it because they know they're not going to be protected.
Yeah, and that's so unfortunate. And the city just signed a consent decree as far as how to handle demonstrations that significantly ties the hands of police officers. It doesn't go into effect, I think, until June 1st, but it creates four levels of demonstration. It's an oversight group of six people, only one of which is from the police department. There's no kettling, which is a plaintiff's term for sort of moving behind demonstrators. It was a ridiculous thing for the city to agree to. But they did it. So it's only going to get worse in terms of handling major demonstrations. Yeah, I know a lot of cops, of course, who are so disheartened. The ones that can leave are leaving. I know the city just did something as far as putting in a pension sweetener. We'll see if that works. But so much talent is going out the door on a regular basis. The hemorrhaging cops, well over.
They're hemorrhaging them, and they're not bringing in enough people to replace them. And then they're even cutting back because of the illegal immigrant problem and the massive cost associated with it. They don't have the ability to hire the level of cops when you were commissioner.
That's right. And, of course, your concerns about standards. You know, want them to lower the standards just to reach a number. And that's a problem as well. But you're right. It cannot fill the ranks anywhere near to the numbers that we had. Certainly Rudy Giuliani, he had 40,000 cops at the end of his administration. So
what are we down? I think we're down to 30,000?
Well, no, about 33,000.
It sounds like you would get the hell out of there, at this point, because you don't want any part of it. I mean, who would want that job? Hey, let me tell you, I've had many family members, people that I know, closest friends that loved their job on the NYPD, loved it. And they all say the same thing. It's not the same job. It's not the same place. It's a disaster. And if they get to a retirement age, they get out the door as fast as they can. And those years before they retire, they're laying back. Then they're not going to put themselves out anymore because they know they're not going to get supported if, God forbid, they're involved in an incident, even of self-defense.
You're right. There's so many restrictions that have been placed on them. Civilian Review Board has been given free access to initiate their own complaints, their own investigations, which was never the case. There is a, there is an inspector general in the NYPD, in each of the district attorney's offices in New York County. There is a public corruption unit. Now, that's fine, but we also have maybe 600 police officers inside the NYPD assigned to internal investigations. So there's an awful lot of scrutiny, more than there's ever been, and cops interpret a lot of that as being just harassment, and they're not sticking around for it. They've been demonized, they've been vilified, and hey, it's not what they signed up for. And a lot of these cops are going to other departments. And much more receptive.
By the way, you know what Ron DeSantis did down in Florida? He's offering trained police officers from other cities to come down to Florida. He's giving them a big bonus to move here, and they're all taking them up on the offer because in Florida, they back up their men in blue.
True, and very true. I know there's a lot of NYPD alumni in Florida. They all seem to be pretty happy, the ones that I've come in contact with.
Former NYPD Commissioner Ray Kelly. Ray, great to talk to you, my friend.
Thank you, Sean. Great to be with you.
800-941-SEAN, our number if you want to be a part of the program. Quick break. Right back. We'll continue.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, everybody, your friend Sean Hannity here with a message that is all about your safety. Now, when it comes to protecting yourself, your loved ones, well, it's not about having a firearm. It's about understanding the continuum of force philosophy. Now, picture this. A situation arises where you or a loved one are threatened. Now, instinct may drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. Now, what if there was a way to effectively defend yourself, de-escalate a situation without the irreversible consequences of deadly force? Enter Byrna, B-Y-R-N-A. It is the less lethal pistol launcher equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo to incapacitate attackers for up to 40 minutes. Byrna is legal in all 50 states. No background check is required and can be shipped right to your door. Now, Byrna is proudly American, manufactured in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Just go to Byrna.com/Hannity. Right now, you'll get 10% off. That's BYRNA.com/Hannity.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, everybody, your friend Sean Hannity here with a message that is all about your safety. Now, when it comes to protecting yourself, your loved ones, well, it's not about having a firearm. It's about understanding the continuum of force philosophy. Now, picture this. A situation arises where you or a loved one are threatened. Now, instinct may drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. Now, what if there was a way to effectively defend yourself, de-escalate a situation, without the irreversible consequences of deadly force? Enter Byrna, B-Y-R-N-A. It is the less lethal pistol launcher equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo to incapacitate attackers for up to 40 minutes. Byrna is legal in all 50 states. No background check is required and can be shipped right to your door. Now, Byrna is proudly American, manufactured in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Just go to Byrna.com/Hannity. Right now, you'll get 10% off. That's BYRNA.com/Hannity.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
I want to remind you of this. So, you know, Donald Trump, I think he'd be handling the issue of what's going on college campuses a lot differently. And this is what he said earlier today.
What's going on at the college level and the colleges, Columbia, NYU and others, is a disgrace. And it's really on Biden. He has the wrong signal. He's got the wrong tone. He's got the wrong words. He doesn't know who he's backing. And it's a mess. And if this were me, it'd be after me. It'd be after me so much, but they're trying to give him a pass. And what's going on is a disgrace to our country. And it's all Biden's fault, and everybody knows it. He's got no message. He's got no compassion. He doesn't know what he's doing. He can't put two sentences together, frankly.
Yeah, it's a disgrace, and it's on Biden. Yep, Biden has a problem. He has a base problem. He's bleeding his base. And his base does not want any help or support for our ally Israel, a big portion of his base, that is. And the radicalized Democratic Party, which he is the leader of, has now turned on Israel, even going as far today as the State Department now accusing Israel of human rights abuses. Have they forgotten who started this war? All right, back to our busy phones. Let us say hi to Vinny. Vinny in the socialist utopia known as California. Vinny, how are you? Glad you called.
Good. First of all, you got a great staff. They're pure gold, and this is Poway, California, the land of fruits and nuts. And I wanted to talk about Stormy Daniels real quick. I haven't heard anybody make any mention of the fact that she's actually, I think, as an old cop, guilty of blackmail, and nobody's ever said anything because that's a criminal offense. It's felony, and it comes from when you threaten reveal.
I don't think it's blackmail. Let me take issue with you. If you have two people agree on what they call, it's actually so common it's insane. I mean, probably most major corporations have a number of what's called non-disclosure agreements. And oftentimes it's somebody that either threatens to sue or files a lawsuit for whatever reason. These companies then have to make a financial calculation, and they have to determine, number one, whether or not it's true. They have to determine whether or not it would bring them more embarrassment than it's worth. They have to calculate, okay, well, the law firm charges $2,000 an hour. How much would they pay in legal fees versus what the payout would be? And then if two parties agreed to a settlement at that point, that's between the two parties. And in this case, the two parties agreed to a settlement. It's something that happens every day.
Okay. But hush money, they keep saying hush money is inherently not illegal. I mean, hypothetically, let's say that
it's a bad term that everybody keeps using. It's not. It was a non-disclosure agreement. Stormy Daniels said it's not hush money. Stormy Daniels said in writing, I didn't have any sexual affair with Donald Trump. Period. End of sentence.
I couldn't agree more, and especially about the hush money, because they keep talking about that. But, you know, if that's a consensual meeting between the two, and, you know, nobody's mentioned the fact that it was prostitution, which it's not. It was an agreement signed by her for an NDA, and that's between him and his family, and that's to keep it personal, and that's the reason they use the term hush money. But it's not illegal. Hush money is not illegal, so I just can't understand why he's on trial and why she's not being prosecuted.
They came to a financial settlement over whatever the financial settlement they agreed it to be about. That's what happened. That's between them. Usually there is in a non-disclosure, you don't get to talk about the issue or the terms of the issue, and you move forward. Then the company gets to say goodbye to the $2,000 an hour lawyers, and they get to move on with their business, and the individual gets to move on with their life. That's what happens. It is so common, it's ridiculous.
Well, I agree, but you know, if I come to you and catch you doing something, and I say, Sean, you better pay me X amount of dollars, or I'm going to cop out on you. Well,
all right. What did you catch me doing? Because I probably didn't do it.
Well, I'm not saying you.
I'm just kidding around, man. No, I mean, look, there are people that pay large sums because they did do something. And rather than fight it out in court and face the embarrassment associated with it being public, they'd rather pay the money if they can afford it.
But we go right back to hush money, and it's not illegal. But what I'm saying is that if, you know, blackmail is a criminal offense and it's felony. So if somebody extorts you for money or other valuables, and when they've caught you doing something, basically, and you say, they say, I'm going to put.
You do get to that. You can get very close to that line when you're talking about these private settlements, where somebody's basically saying, for example, well, there was a high profile case, somebody in the media, I won't mention who, and we're basically told that, you know, pay us X number of dollars or pictures from 30 years ago they want to release. And, you know, I would argue in that case, you're getting really close to the line of blackmail. And sometimes people, when they're put in that position, they bring in the FBI, and rightly so. And you could be, and that person could very likely be charged with blackmail. Either pay me or else. That's a threat.
Well, that's absolutely right, and I couldn't agree more that the two actually are so very close that it's hard to, sometimes it's hard to distinguish which is which, but the NDA takes it, you know, to a different direction, but it's just, I haven't heard anybody discuss it like we have. It's just, if they want to call it, I mean, they can't, what crime is there in paying a so-called hush money?
There's not. You know, they're talking about a bookkeeping error, which is a misdemeanor whose statute of limitations ran out. And then they're trying to create a conspiracy, as we talked about earlier in the program, and say this is a conspiracy and about election interference. They're not even charging Trump with that. They're just trying to use all these loaded words and hypotheticals and hope that the jury doesn't figure out that that's not what the case is about. Well, we'll see what happens. It is New York. They do hate Donald Trump, but I got to move on, my friend. Appreciate your call. Thank you. Don, Iowa, next. Sean Hannity Show. Hi.
Hi, Sean. Thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it. And like the previous caller, I think your staff is great. Linda, Katie, awesome.
Why is everybody sucking up to my staff? Why are you supposed to suck up to the host, for crying out loud? Jeez.
Well,
I'm kidding.
Of course I suck up to the host. I love Sean. I've been listening to you since Hannity and Combs. And
Thank you. It means a lot to me. But no, I do have the greatest staff ever. I agree. I concur. And what's on your mind? What's on your mind today?
Vice versa. Well, I saw a video
of Alec Baldwin getting harassed, and I thought that you might have some opinion on it, because the harassment of Alec Baldwin, this woman is calling Alec Baldwin a murderer, but she wants his endorsement for Palestine. I find that.
Yeah, just say it, Alec. Just say it. We played it earlier. Let me tell you something. I honestly, and I've had very public fights with Alec Baldwin. I don't particularly like Alec Baldwin, and he has a pretty bad temper. And I know he's got this trial that this woman was harassing him, you know, with the camera in his face, screaming at him, you know, trying to get him to do something. He's there to buy a cup of coffee. Leave the guy alone. He tried to ignore her. The store owner tried to defuse it. This lady was unrelenting, and then he just whacked the phone out of her hand. Frankly, I don't really blame him. And, you know, he's probably going to end up with a lawsuit over it. That's how insane the world is today. It's too bad. I think he had every right to tell this woman to stop harassing me. I mean, people, listen, I haven't talked a lot about it, but the stuff that I had to face in New York that I don't face in Florida, I mean, the difference is night and day. And I had a lot of considerations to make before I made this move. And I've been planning it for years. And Governor DeSantis was making fun of me, saying, you're never going to make the move. And I'm like, yes, I am. I'm going to. And then I finally pulled the trigger, and I've been down here ever since. And I'm not going back. Well, except for like a few business things, I'm not going back.
No, I understand. I just think that the woman making the request or demand of Alec was like throwing at a bullseye and missing an entire barn. One thing had zero to do with the other. She was just looking for 15 minutes of fame at Alec's expense. The man has a life. Leave him alone. I agree with you 100%.
Listen, I've had my own moments like this. I'm just, and I don't come on the air and talk about it often, but I've lived through this. It's a pain in the ass. I don't like it. And, you know,
I can imagine.
However, I'm probably a lot more disciplined in terms of keeping my emotions in check than Alec is. I have a very, I'm well-trained in my ability to defend myself. And I find in those situations, I get very, very calm, very calm. And I am very good at diffusing them. That lady was, there's nothing he could have said that would have diffused it. Probably in retrospect, it's very hard to do. It's easy to say. You know, he could have just ignored her, got his coffee, walked out, walked away, gone to another store, you know, go home, wait till this lady, you know, leaves, and then go on with his life. But you know what? That's taken away his freedom at some point. At some point, you know, people should not be allowed to harass you like that. Anyway, appreciate the call, my friend. Good point. Let's say hi to Sally in North Carolina. Hi, Sally. How are you? Glad you called.
Hi, Sean. Good to talk to you.
It's great to talk to you. What's going on? I love North Carolina.
It's great down here. I'll be brief. I have a suggestion I'd like you to pass on to Trump, if possible. We all know that he's in this horrible, unconstitutional trial. And even though he comes out at the end of the day and he can speak briefly, he just can't get anything across that he would be if he was on the campaign trail. So, therefore, I suggest that he announce his running mate now so that he or she can be campaigning on his behalf or for other Republican candidates and be able to rebuke all these talking points that the Democrats and Biden put out.
I would imagine, remember, the Republican convention is in June. We are now almost to the end of April, so I would not be surprised if some point in May or some point in early June, we're going to know who that person is. Is there anybody in particular you like?
Well, I'm just thinking while he's tied up for 8 weeks, I mean, that's a lot of time that he is not out speaking to people, and not everyone watches the 6 o'clock news or whatever. And I just think it'd be important if he had someone on his behalf doing this.
I agree with you. I think it's a good, great idea. I really do. And I think I wouldn't do it right now, but I would do it. I might do it in late May or the latest early June. He's going to have to do it in June anyway. Listen, I appreciate the call. No, I guess the convention's in July, but I would do it in probably early June. Anyway, good call. Thank you, Sally. 800-941-SHAWN is our number as we continue. All right, that's going to wrap things up for today. We are loaded up tonight. Sarah Carter at New York University. More protests expected. Stephen Miller, Jonathan Turley, Kellyanne Conway, Tammy Bruce, Pam Bondi, Greg Jarrett. Set your DVR. Hannity tonight at 9 on the Fox News Channel. We'll see you tonight. Back here tomorrow. Thank you for making this show possible.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.